content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Review section, Triangle Foodies, NC Triangle Dining, Eat Raleigh Blog, Bites of Bull City, and Triangle Food Blog. Before we get started, here's a quick reminder of what the N and O ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first article is going to come from the News and Observer. This was published on February 16th and was written by Greg Cox. Number One Pho serves deeply satisfying pho and some delightful surprises. Number One Pho is located at 5025 Arco Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-297-2975. Number One Pho was given a 3.5-star rating. The first time I ate at Number One Pho, the only people in the dining room when I walked in were 2 servers. It was nearly a half hour after the restaurant opens for lunch, and I was surprised at the lack of customers, especially given the trendiness of the restaurant's namesake Vietnamese beef noodle soup, and its high-profile location in a new Whole Foods Market-anchored shopping center in West Cary. Frankly, I wondered if they hadn't gotten their act together yet. At the time, Number One Pho had only been open a few weeks, just shy of my self-imposed rule of allowing a new restaurant at least a month to iron out the wrinkles before paying it a first visit. But I was craving pho, so I did what I always do when I find myself bending that rule. I went ahead and ordered, with the proviso that if it wasn't up to snuff, I'd give the restaurant a mulligan. Then, as I was waiting for my pho, the lunch rush hit. By noon, those 2 servers were scrambling to keep up with a nearly full dining room. Clearly, Number One Pho had no problem attracting a following. It also became obvious once my pho arrived that this place didn't need a mulligan. Wafting up from a grease-slicked broth spangled with chopped scallions, cilantro, slivers of onions, and rosy petals of rare Ivy Round, a beefy cloud of steam, subtly perfumed with ginger and star anise, promised a deeply satisfying broth that can only come from beef bones simmering for hours. The taste delivered fully on that promise, and a healthy skein of rice noodles in the bottom of the bowl ensured that every aspect of my craving was satisfied. Subsequent visits reinforced that first impression. As I slurped my way across a menu that includes just about every variation on the pho theme you can think of, Bon Bo Hu, pho's famously fiery cousin, serves up noodles that are a little thicker than traditional pho noodles in a chili reddened broth that, notwithstanding its color, is not as spicy as some. An entire section of the menu is devoted to Hoi Chiu, a more distant relative on the Vietnamese noodle soup family tree. Ramen fans will recognize the milky, savory, sweet pork broth that is the foundation of these soups, which comes with add-in combinations ranging from a fairly straightforward seafood with egg noodles to an extravaganza in a bowl, shrimp, sliced pork, ground pork, quail egg, and 2 kinds of noodles. Those interested in exploring territory beyond pho and its soupy kin will find ample rewards in an offering that covers most of the familiar bases and springs a few delightful surprises. Under the appetizer heading, you'll find pretty as a picture Gyoi Kon summer rolls with a pastel patchwork of shrimp, lettuce, and Thai basil showing through their translucent wrappers. Don't be misled by the name of the Banh Mi Ca Ri Ga that you'll also find under the appetizer heading. This is not the sandwich that comes to mind when most of us think or hear the words banh mi, which in its purest sense simply means bread. In this case, the term refers to the 2 mini baguettes that are served alongside a bowl of Vietnamese chicken curry, bone in, skin on, along with chunks of taro root and a mild curry whose flavor is somewhere between Indian and Thai. Presumably, the dish is listed here because it's meant to be a shared appetizer. It also makes a light but rustically satisfying meal for one. Note, the sandwich form of banh mi was just recently added to the offerings. If it still isn't listed on the menu, and it wasn't last time I checked, just ask. Vietnamese rice, calm, and rice vermicelli, bun, dishes are both well represented, with the usual suspects, from lemongrass chicken to grilled pork chop, among the nearly two dozen options. Vermicelli fans in particular should check out a separate section labeled Bon Hoi. In this lavish DIY lettuce wraps presentation, the vermicelli takes the form of rolled ringlets, which the menu confusingly calls a crepe, sized just right to roll up in a lettuce leaf, along with lightly pickled carrots, cucumbers, herbs and your choice of protein. Go ahead and splurge on the grilled shrimp, grilled pork, and chow giao combination, and be prepared to share some of that feast. Banh kyon, shredded pork with grilled onion roll, is another shareable curveball of a dish. Shredded pork turns out to be half-moon slices of a fine-textured sausage that looks like bologna, but is milder and a touch sweet. The onion roll presumably refers to the starchy free-form dumpling, for want of a better word, that's made of tapioca and rice flour, and flecked with wood ear mushrooms. If you're an adventurous diner looking for a change-up, this is a pitch you'll want to swing at. If my first visit to Number One Pho was initially surprising, by the time I'd eaten there a few times, I wasn't at all surprised to learn that the restaurant is owned by a family with more than two decades of experience in the business. The Nguyens moved here from New York, where they had previously owned a Vietnamese restaurant in Chinatown since the late 80s. They sold that restaurant to move to a sunnier clime and opened Number One Pho last summer. Their new restaurant is a simply furnished but cheerily welcoming space where, like the food, attention is paid to the smallest details, right down to the matching condiment bottles on each table. You'll find the expected hoisin, sriracha, and ground chili paste in those bottles, but no fish sauce. Ask managing partner Kate Nguyen, her mother Susan Nguyen and her husband Tane Phan both work in the kitchen, why not, and she'll explain that fish sauce is like salt in Vietnamese cuisine, and then she'll proudly tell you that they're confident in their seasoning of the dishes. She adds that fish sauce is available on request, but that you probably won't need it. And you know what? She's right. Again, Number One Pho is located at 5025 Arco Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-297-2975. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Postal Fish Company in Pittsburgh for a swimmingly good seafood meal. This was published on February 12th and was written by Ron Nguyen. Postal Fish Company is located at 75 West Salisbury Street in Pittsburgh, and their phone number is 919-704-8612. When it comes to a flourishing food scene, you'll often find that cool and great new restaurants don't open up in the usual hot areas. Over time, Durham and Raleigh have become increasingly expensive as the people move further out of the core downtown areas. The restaurants follow. Over the past year or so, I've seen this activity accelerate, and the Postal Fish Company is one example of that trend. A recent media invite had me driving out to Pittsburgh for a wonderful meal and dining experience at this new seafood restaurant on the outskirts of Chapel Hill. And even with the 40-minute ride out, it was definitely worth it. Here's how this delicious dining experience went down. Heading over to downtown Pittsburgh on a Wednesday night, Postal Fish Company is located right off of Hillsborough Street and near City Tap, an old-school beer bar. It was a wet and cold night, and Postal Fish Company is well lit up on this quiet street, beckoning like a foodie beacon. Converted from an old post office, you'll immediately recognize the retro stone facing and ranch-style construction up front. Inside, the space is open and slightly industrial, with a polished concrete floor, open-faced beams overhead, and bar to the right. The space reminds me a bit of the Piedmont in Durham, a rustic but modern cafe setup. To the left, you'll find a small kitchen and oyster bar manned by owners James Clark and Bill Hartley. A small group of bloggers are greeted by the two, and we're seated right near the kitchen to catch all the action. Working together for over 10 years at various restaurants in the Carolinas, Bill and James had worked on this local seafood concept for over 4 years. Their vision in bringing fresh, underutilized seafood to the Triangle and being part of the growing food community was finally crystallized in October of 2017 in this converted post office. Both men live nearby in Pittsburgh and, outside of regular forays to the coast for fresh fish and seafood, spend a lot of time right in the neighborhood. And while they considered opening up in Chapel Hill, given their experience at the Carolina Inn, it just made more sense to start their dream right here in downtown Pittsburgh. Much of the fresh seafood is cooked at a wood grill in the back, which must be constantly tended to. And their seasonal menu changes regularly, which means that it sometimes must be printed on a daily basis. I had been warned to come hungry to this media event, and it's because we were about to be treated to a multi-course meal, highlighting many of the favorites from Postal Fish Company's menu. Bring on the stretchy pants. Over the course of the next 2 hours, Bill and James treated the group to an amazing array of seafood dishes. Some highlights for me included a fantastic smoked catfish dip and fried saltines. Simple, but a wonderful presentation. And their garlic shrimp, fantastically pungent garlic, highlighting the fresh, sweet meat of Carolina shrimp. Loved it. I'd also highly recommend the Scottish oysters, a play on the Scottish egg. But instead of an egg, Postal Fish Company inserts a soft, plump oyster into a sausage and breadcrumb wrap. Delicious. The fried grits are served up as lightly browned sticks and alongside, quote, mushroom chowder, a fun and savory play on fried risotto. We were also able to sample some fresh Sounders oysters, South Carolina mussels, in a lemon thyme cream sauce, and jolthead porgy crudo. Wow. Given the seasonal menu and creativity in the kitchen, you may not find exactly the same dishes on the menu if you're to visit the Postal Fish Company, but I'm pretty certain you'll get some variation on the deliciousness we experienced. Our main fish dishes included a trigger fish served over Brussels sprouts, along with a tile fish dish, which was my favorite. The lightly grilled tilefish was served on top of pureed parsnips, along with soft butternut squash, which brought a wonderful sweetness to the plate. One thing is for sure. Bill and James know their way around good fish and how to prepare it properly. And even after this enormous meal, Bill and James wanted to make sure we tried the desserts at Postal Fish Company. We were treated to a chocolate cake with stout frosting, along with a fantastic vanilla cake with coconut cream. The vanilla cake is composed of thinner layers of cake stacked with soft coconut custard, making for a rich and creamy bite. Big thumbs up here, and apparently the desserts are baked by James's wife. Postal Fish Company is truly a family business. As we finished our dinner at Postal Fish Company, we thanked Bill and James for their hospitality and wonderful seafood. The restaurant was quiet on a rainy Wednesday night, and I suspect that not everyone knows about this hidden gem of a seafood restaurant out here in Pittsburgh. While the food would qualify in my book as upscale seafood, prices at Postal Fish Company are quite reasonable, with appetizers in the $7 to $14 range and entrees in the $18 to $25 range. A great dining deal for what you're going to get here. But I am thankful for having such a great restaurant out in Pittsburgh. While I may not get out this way that often, Postal Fish Company is a great example of the vibrancy of the local food and restaurant scene. When you're getting great dining experiences in even the quieter areas of the Triangle, You know that things are going great. So, thank you, Bill and James. It was a wonderful treat exploring downtown Pittsburgh and the fresh seafood at Postal Fish Company. Postal Fish Company is located at 75 West Salisbury Street in Pittsburgh, and their phone number is 919-704-8612. All right, on to something from a new source tonight. This is from the Eat Raleigh blog. This is titled Flask and Beaker, and it was published on February 12th. There is no author attributed to this article, but it appears that the blog is written by one person. Flask and Beaker is located at 2451 Alumni Drive in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-743-0055. Along with a crop of pizza shops, ramen restaurants, and luxury apartments opening around the Triangle, the market of boutique hotels has also been booming. Hotels around the region have ranged from renovated historic home to stylish modernist hotels. With each of these hotels comes new restaurants. And though it's typically the dinner service that is the flaunted menu, my favorite part of hotel food is breakfast. No matter if it's a five-star elegant hotel or an economy hole-in-the-wall, if there's a type of breakfast being served, I am happy to indulge. So, when State View Hotel asked if there was a meal I'd like to try in their new hotel's restaurant, I knew the meal I wanted. Looking over Centennial Campus, the new State View Hotel has all the modern quirks that you'd expect from something dedicated to the cutting-edge hub. Accompanying the stylish digs is the State View's restaurant embracing its research roots, Flask and Beaker. Depending on your activities the night before, the Flask and Beaker menu has a few hearty breakfast options to perk you right up, the most filling being the classic steak and eggs. There's no smoke and mirrors with that dish, no chef interruptions or deconstructions, just a hunking chunk of meat with a side of eggs, hash browns, and fresh fruit. Generously seasoned and cooked to order, the steak was a satisfying way to start the day. The rest of the accompaniments were up to par, including the bountiful bowl of fresh fruit. For something more imaginative, the Flask and Beaker's hazelnut French toast with an apple compote was a welcomed order. Though the hazelnut did not add much to the flavor of the dish, it did give a tremendous dimension of texture. Overall, I was surprised by the lack of sweetness each piece of the plate had. Even with the compote, the French toast's sweetness was mild, though I was able to achieve my desired sugar levels with a stream of maple syrup. There's a lot of competition in the Triangle's breakfast game, but if you can't find the motivation to roll out of bed in a reasonable hour, there's no shame in enjoying breakfast at the hotel breakfast at the Flask and Beaker. Again, Flask and Beaker is located at 2451 Alumni Drive in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-743-0055. From another news source tonight, this is Now Open, Sushioki Burritos in Durham. This was published on February 20th, by Bites of Bull City. Sushioki is located at 4900 NC55 Suite 510 in Durham, and their phone number is 919-405-7121. West Coast food and beverage trends always take a little while to creep across the country. But when they do, we're lucky to live in a food-focused area that is ready to adapt and embrace them. So far, Durhamites are showing a lot of love for a new sushi burrito joint, Sushioki, located off Highway 55 near Research Triangle Park. Sushi burritos are a natural extension of the poke trend, marinated raw fish bowls that arrived in Durham in full force about a year or two ago. One of our favorite spots, Zen Fish, on 9th Street, masters the poke craft and offers it in burrito version as well. At Sushioki, there are 7 flavor profiles from which to choose, including including cooked varieties and a vegetarian option. We've got raw salmon, pork barbecue, Korean beef barbecue, tempura shrimp, fried chicken thighs, poke marinated tuna, and veggies. Prices range from $8.75 for the veggie to $11.75 for the salmon. They are good size too, yet they still maintain that healthy fresh quality that we enjoy in sushi meals. A couple of my favorites were the RDU, spelt Y-O-O, raw, with poke marinated tuna, lettuce, cucumber, pickled red onion, pickled ginger, and cucumber wasabi sauce. And the Bull City Bulgogi, the Korean beef barbecue, kimchi slaw, pickled daikon, and boom sauce. I recommend trying a different one each time, or go with a friend and each try a different half, because you never know what's going to be your favorite. Instead of regular chips on the side, you can get an order of house-made rice chips for $1.25 in fanciful flavors, such as cinnamon sugar, wasabi, and barbecue. In addition, restaurant co-owners Jeff Carpenter and Lawrence Yu, spelt Y-O-O, hence the reference to RDU earlier, they are committed to providing stable, flexible, living wage employment to refugees, and we love that it's fast, casual, fresh, and family-oriented. So if you love sushi, even supersized, check out this brand new spot. Again, Sushioki is located at 4900 NC55 Suite 510 in Durham, and their phone number is 919-405-7121. From Indie Week, Amuse Bouche. Tonbo Ramen dedicates its menu to ramen and izakaya fare in downtown Raleigh. This was published February 12th, and it was written by Layla Curry Hanold. Tonbo Ramen is located at 211 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-977-3625. Tonbo Ramen, open for lunch and dinner, is a dedicated ramen shop in downtown Raleigh offering 7 composed ramen bowls, where the broths, several purported to take up 20 hours to make, vie for equal billing with the noodles. There's also an upstairs izakaya lounge next door where you can sip craft cocktails and nibble on Japanese small plates, like pork belly buns and karagi, or Japanese-style fried chicken. Ramen is usually available upstairs, too. The vibe. A pared-back aesthetic, a counter and small 2 or 4-top tables surrounded by faux brick walls, a stamped tin ceiling, and dark wood tones, puts the focus squarely on the ramen yet manages to evoke a homey vibe. The menu. All 7 ramen options feature house-made broths, tonkatsu, shio, shoyu, and miso, and an ample tangle of springy noodles, plus a prescribed set of toppings. If your desired bowl doesn't already come with, say, roasted pork belly or homemade dumplings, or you'd prefer to sub in a poached egg instead of a soft-boiled one, you can upgrade your bowl accordingly from the add-ons menu. The price range. Ramen ranges from $12 to $14 and includes broth, noodles, and several toppings. Add-ons start at $1.50 for an egg or grilled avocado and go up to $4 for meat-based proteins. What to order? All the ramen features from-scratch broths and noodles with a pleasant chew, sourced from cult purveyor Sun Noodles. Standouts include tonkatsu, featuring a milky pork-based broth that manages to boast a deep porky flavor without being overpowering, accompanied by a slice of roasted kurabutu pork belly, which our server referred to as the Rolls-Royce of bacon, and the lighter chicken broth-based shio, which packs a savory punch without being too salty. The shio doesn't come with the pork and shrimp dumplings. The tonkatsu does, so be sure to upgrade your bowl. They're slippery and can fall apart unless you possess a ninja-like prowess with chopsticks, but you won't care once you spear the filling, which is nicely seasoned and redolent of star anise. Ramen portions are ample, and the broth-to-noodle ratio is just right. If you find it skewing one way or the other as you slurp, order kadame, extra noodles, or broth to restore the balance. If pork isn't your thing, there's a vegetarian option with sautéed shiitake mushrooms, grilled asparagus, and roasted sweet potato, and a seafood-inspired creation made with shrimp, scallops, and calamari sautéed in garlic butter. And if broth isn't your thing, there's mazemen, dressed here in chili oil. Perfect for catching up with a small group of friends. Thrown in as a downtown lunch option to immediately become everyone's favorite coworker, or a quick solo lunch slurped at a counter. Again, Tonbo Ramen is located at 211 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-977-3625. And before we end tonight, the Triangle Food Blog every Friday does something called Fun Food Facts, and these were the fun food facts that were published on February 23rd. Wake County Restaurant News. In Raleigh's Briar Creek, Your Pie, a fast casual pizza concept, opened today, February 23rd, at 4233 Corners Parkway. This will be the brand's second Triangle area store owned by father-son duo John and Jack Flayland. The other location is in Cary. The Brick Oven Pizzeria offers a customizable, down-the-line experience and has more than 50 stores nationwide. Food trucks. The dates have been set, or at least the initial dates, for the Durham Central Park Food Truck Rodeo and Downtown Raleigh Food Truck Rodeos. The first one up is the one in Durham on March 11. Art Shepherd, the Wandering Shepherd, noted that the date has been set for the next edition of Rodeo on Rosemary over in Chapel Hill. This year it will take place on April 22nd at 12 noon, featuring 15 of the best trucks in the Triangle. And events. Durham Magazine, Chapel Hill Magazine, and Chatham Magazine return with their popular culinary event, Taste, to take place April 18th through 22nd, highlighting the culinary talents along the Durham-Chapel Hill corridor. The event will feature over 30 of the area's top chefs at four unique events throughout the week. Keep up with the latest and get tickets online. And looking a bit ahead, it was announced this week that Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina will host a culinary event called Thrive NC, set to take place at downtown Raleigh's City Market on May 10th through 11th. The two-day event will highlight the fact that 1.5 million people in the state struggle to buy affordable and fresh foods. A highlight of the event will be a two-day food festival featuring top chefs from 50 North Carolina restaurants serving food and drink samples against a backdrop of live music each night. Tickets will go on sale in February. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.